This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol turned the focus of its latest hearing on former President Donald Trump's pressure on election officials and workers to overturn the 2020 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The panel played a phone call in which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to beat Joe Biden.
I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Appearing before the panel,
we didn't have any votes to find.
Raffensperger followed Arizona GOP House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who described Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani pushing Trump's false voter fraud claims.
He said, "We've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence."
And never produced any. After Bowers said he wouldn't do anything illegal to help Trump, he described chilling threats and harassment, as did Georgia election worker Shay Moss.
"Wishing death upon me."
Trump had called out Moss and her mom, a fellow poll worker, whom he called a professional vote scammer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn, the lead Republican negotiating a bipartisan gun violence bill, said on Tuesday that Democrats and Republicans have reached an agreement on the bill's final language.
"I don't want us to pass a bill for the purpose of checking a box. I want to make sure we actually do something useful, something that is capable of becoming a law, something that will have the potential to save lives."
The legislation would toughen background checks for the youngest firearms buyers and provide federal aid to states that have red flag laws that make it easier to temporarily take firearms away from people who are considered to be dangerous. This is VOA News. The bill would also provide federal money to states and communities aimed at improving school safety and mental health initiatives. The bipartisan group has been working on a deal to curb gun violence since 19 children and two teachers were gunned down at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas last month, and a racist shooting just 2 days later at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, that left 10 people dead. The chief of the Texas Public Safety Department says there were enough armed law enforcement officers to stop the gunman who carried out the Uvalde massacre. Colonel Steve McCraw denounced the actions of local police during testimony Tuesday before a state legislative committee.
"There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre."
Delays in the police response in Uvalde have been the focus of federal, state, and local investigations of the massacre and its aftermath. Colonel McCraw outlined a series of missed opportunities, communication breakdowns, and other mistakes made by local police. Police officers armed with rifles stood and waited in a school hallway for nearly an hour while the gunmen carried out the massacre. McCraw told the committee that Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, decided to put the lives of officers ahead of the lives of children. Russian forces are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine, where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but Moscow has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. And U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Tuesday in a show of support for Kyiv's prosecution of Russian forces accused of war crimes and other atrocities. Garland met with Ukraine's prosecutor general, who is spearheading the investigation of what Kyiv says are 16,000 reported war crimes since Russia invaded the country back in February. Russia has denied targeting civilians in Ukraine. Repeating our top story, the special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol turned the focus of its latest hearing on former President Donald Trump's pressure on election officials and workers to overturn the 2020 election. The committee will hold another hearing Thursday looking at Trump's efforts to pressure the U.S. Justice Department into changing election results. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.